Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. In a recent article in a magazine called Libertas, published by the Young Americas Foundation, an interesting article by a Dr. Paul Kengor. Dr. Kengor is a professor at Grove City College and has written a number of articles and biographies on President Ronald Reagan. The article that I read was titled, What Reagan Did Believe. Ronald Reagan is synonymous with conservatism. Dr. Kengor says that if you look back on conservatism and you look in a dictionary, you might as well see a picture of Ronald Reagan sitting there. According to Mr. Reagan, the essence of conservatism is to preserve and conserve time-tested values that have endured for good reason and for the best of society, for citizens, for country, and for order. That is the heart of American conservatism. Conservative wisdom and principles are derived from willingness to learn not just what is going on now, but what has happened before. Mr. Reagan believed in conservative principles, which include freedom and liberty, free market religious freedom, constitutional rights and protections, anti-communism, smaller government, local government, individualism, volunteerism, communities, families, self-reliance, hard work, common sense, reason, and faith in God. He believed in a prudent government that spends money wisely and who acts with integrity and honesty. In one of Mr. Reagan's speeches, he talked about conservative in this way. We can do it in America. This is not a dream or a wishful hope. It is and has been a reality. I have seen the conservative future, and it works. He says he went on to say that our task now is not to sell a philosophy, but to make the majority of Americans who already share that philosophy see the modern conservatism offers them in a political home. After adhering to that philosophy and in the 1980 presidential campaign, he won the presidency in a landslide, and again in 1984. In one of his final speeches as president, he said that conservatives must always vote for limited government, family values, and a tough, strong foreign policy. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you believe that Ronald Reagan was right when he said that conservatism was a practical ideology given to practical application, meaning that principled ideology produced coercive principles? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.